producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-3-7569. Good time to call me is really any time you like, but during noon and 3 is certainly the best time to, for example, get a hold of me if that is your, you know, if that's your notion, which hopefully it is. You know, hopefully you're thinking, oh, gee, that'd be a good idea. Why don't we do that? So you can call me. It's still not working. My stack is still not working. But you'll just have to tell me about calls. All right. Sorry. Apparently what I did not get for my birthday was the right download to be able to see when you guys call. But luckily, the download that does work for me is the Shane download, you know, ever ready.
That's
so
right.
Thank goodness we've got that. So there, ha. Huh. All right, 855-99-DR-JOY. So I was going to actually start off with something very different today, but I think what I'll do is just, Shane, so how was your birthday? And I got to say, my birthday was great. This was the first year in years, I think, that we've even alluded to. And it's not, when I say we alluded, it sort of sounds like I had any choice.
Exactly, yeah.
More like I forced the issues.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, I guess we're going to talk about my birthday. And you guys were great. It was a really, really fun day. It was really probably one of my favorite birthdays ever, if maybe not my very favorite birthday in the universe.
That's really great to hear.
And as I mentioned, it went on for a week before my actual birthday. And then went on for a week, and it's continuing this week. So, what I decided I would do, I would tell you one of the funny things that that happened over the weekend. Just because I went to the Big Apple Circus, which I almost always do this time of year, because it always comes this time of year. And one year they let me actually be the ringmaster. Pretty much support. Pretty
wow.
much fun. Yeah. This year I was not the ringmaster, but it's a brand new circus. They do a new circus, I think, every 2 years. And they get better and better, which is, you know, kind of hard if you think about it. How do you up yourself, you know, top yourself, I guess, every year? And somehow they seem to be able to do it. So this is just terrific. I mean, it really is good. And, you know, it's a little shorter, which I think was a great idea. So, you know, all in all, it was really fun. And then I have a friend who sort of kidnapped me to the wilds of New Jersey. And, you know, I'm one of those people, it took me about, I'm going to get emails from New Jersey, aren't I? It's okay. So when I first came to New York, it took me about 6 weeks to sort of become a New York file. I'm not sure that's a word, but sort of, you know, make rude comments about New Jersey drivers and all sorts of things like that. So, what can I tell you? So off we went. Thank goodness for GPS, although that woman does get really irritating after a while. And it turns out that it was a Halloween party. There are a lot of Halloween parties this last weekend because Halloween is this Friday, and which it would seem to be logical to do the Halloween parties next
before.
Weekend.
Oh, well, yeah. I was thinking, though, before. People
well,
like
apparently everybody
before,
decided
yeah.
what you decided.
Yeah, yep,
yeah,
yep.
So, basically, that you were certainly much more what people were thinking than what I was thinking, because I was thinking, well, you know, it'll be next weekend, but it was not. It was this weekend. There was a great deal of controversy about, because the theme of the party, well, I'll tell you, the party was at Brittany Houston's, the house that she used to live in. Are you impressed?
Yes, definitely.
Oh, good. I was
at
impressed.
Whitney's place. Wow.
Yeah, it was
wow.
at Whitney's place.
Fancy.
And, yeah, it was. And, in fact, my date said, all right, listen, here's the deal. You can wear whatever you want as a costume, but you're going to have to take off your shoes. you know, you're gonna have, everybody's going to have to wear socks because they don't want to wreck the floor.
Because oh,
apparently,
wow.
Yeah. I thought, well, you know, all right. You know, whatever. So I you know, had, and, but I decided that, I, well, I'll tell you, I'll have the pictures up. I should have the pictures up sometime today. Because basically, you know, basically, I you know, the pictures that I took weren't as good as the pictures other people took. So everybody said they would send me the pictures, which they have not, of course, yet. But they will. I mean, I have great faith in the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, and people sending me pictures. So they'll be up probably tomorrow. But so the original idea was that I was supposed to go as Cher. You know, which is a possibility.
Right, right.
But my date said, well, you know, you have to get a black wig. And I said, well, but Cher's hair color is the same as mine right now. You know, she's very light.
Which
long.
I didn't realize until you said that. And then I looked her up, and you're absolutely right.
And she does. Actually, there is some resemblance, I think. But,
oh, yeah, definitely, yep.
But so, black wig. I'll tell you more of the story as we go along. But I have you guys have to stay tuned, because you all of you are going to love this story, all right? And as a result, we decided that we could do, because a lot of you sent suggestions for what you were going to give me for my birthday, as opposed to a hard time. The mosquito farm I could really pass on, but thanks for the thought. But right now we're going to talk with Corey. Corey, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
A belated happy birthday, by the way, Dr. Joy.
Well, thank you. You know, it doesn't feel belated probably for another week or so, because I'm getting all these birthday celebrations this week, too. But so thank
wonderful.
You.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
You deserve them all. Dr. Joy, I would like to know how I should handle a certain situation that I have right now.
Okay.
My dear friend, she's really a sister to me. We're very, very close. And she had a double mastectomy 2 weeks ago. And how should I approach her? What do I say? What do I do?
Is she, presumably she's home from the hospital?
Yes, she is.
Did she share that she was going to have a double mastectomy with you?
Very briefly.
What did she say?
Oh, goodness. She just said that she had a calcification and she was going into the hospital, but then that she... when she went into the hospital, they found it was cancer, so she decided to have both breasts removed. She didn't want radiation or...
Okay, but so she told you that you got your information directly from her. Because
yes.
Sometimes people get it from friends of friends, at which point you're much more limited in what you can do. But where she
said... Also, I'm sorry, she also said one last thing.
Sure.
She said that she had a tube for drainage.
Yeah. Not
and
uncommon.
I didn't question her about anything. I just let her speak to me.
Okay. Does she live close enough to go visit?
Yes.
Okay. The first thing I'd probably do is call up and say, hey, listen, first of all, I was going to be in your neighborhood, so I thought I'd drop in if you felt like having company. Mm-hmm. If you don't feel like having company, is there anything I can pick up for you?
Mm-hmm.
So that's a way of kind of saying... I know, I don't want to bother you, you don't have to make the effort, but if you'd like, you know, I'd love to see you.
Yeah.
And then I think the thing that you don't say, which everybody does, and if you say it, I promise not to come and sort of scold you, but I mean, one of the issues is that people tend to say things like, how are you feeling? Which is a normal response,
right.
But if you've ever been sick,
that.
Being asked that is, I mean, it's if you're feeling terrible, I mean, you might be honest with friends, but with most people, say, fine, how are you? I mean, so it's one of those things that, but saying, is there anything I can do for you? And I think by doing that ahead of time, of calling up and saying, look, I thought I'd come and pay you a visit if you're feeling like it. If not, is there anything I can pick up for you? And I'll check back. And if she says no, say, you know, why don't I check back with you in a couple of days? Because what you're really trying to do is be helpful to her and point out to her that she's in your thoughts, that you're worried about her, but you don't want to put any obligation on her shoulders about that she has to get up and get dressed or that she has to pretend that she feels okay. You're just saying, listen, I'd love to come see you if you're up for company, which is a statement that says you can certainly turn me down with impunity. Mm-hmm. And if you don't want company, can I pick up anything for you? And if she says no to both, say, look, why don't I check back with you in a couple of days?
wonderful.
Okay.
But I never did ask her when I called her. I never asked how she is.
Yeah,
but I did ask, how is everyone doing? Is that okay? Do you?
Yeah, I think it's fine. And look, if you happen to say, because I mean, it's a perfectly natural response, but it can feel, if you feel terrible, it can feel intrusive. So, and you, that's not what you're trying to do. What you're trying to say is, look, I'm here for you. If there's something I can do, please tell me, because I'd love to do it. It would make me feel honored to do it. But past that, what you're trying to do is not make somebody pretend to be perky, and you don't want them to just give you a dismissive response.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever sent a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-99-375-6969. All right, so I was talking about, and you know, I, as I said, you know, my talking about my birthday has always been, you know, kind of, you know, an iffy kind of thing, just because, you know, it's just a little uncomfortable, and what are you going to do? And but the decision was taken completely out of my hands.
Yes, I blew it wide open. Yes.
Yeah, and I was talking with my sister about it. And I said, you know, it was kind of a funny. She said, "How was your birthday?" And I said, "It was really great." I said, you know, that my callers sort of called up and you know, wished me happy birthday. And she said, "Well, but I thought you hated that." And I said, "Well, yeah, but Sean made the comment. He said, you know, how many times do you get to spend your birthday with, you know, that many people who really, really." He said, love. I was going to say like, but he said, love you. And I said, and my sister said, he's right. And I hope you feel that. So that was a really interesting phenomenon all the way around. So it was, you know, it was really a really fun birthday, and you guys certainly added to it. So then I went to Big Apple Circus, and as I said, going to a party in New Jersey, Whitney Houston's. And got the, you know, the word that I could wear whatever, you know, well, my date said, let's go with Sonny and Cher. And I said, well, okay, but, you know, my hair is already the same color as Cher's. And he said, no, you have to do the black wig. So I said, okay. So then he actually texted me in the, when I was in a movie and said, you know, have you bought the wig yet? And I said, no. And he said, well, don't. Because I said to him, well, you know, you're going to have to do the Sonny wig, because your hair isn't Sonny-ish. So then he said, too complicated. So then I was allowed to do whatever I want. And I had this really great really great witch's hat that I'd bought, you know, a couple years ago. And I thought, you know, this is going to be great. And so I get to wear that. And because, you know, we were going to New Jersey, I had, you know, a little tiny bag, and with my costume in it, but I didn't want to wreck the hat, because it's a witch's hat, which you'll see it on when as soon as we get it. And I just, you know, I didn't want to squash the hat. You know, I just was really important that I not squash the hat, so I wore it. And I, like, four people in the lobby said, wow, can I go to the party with you? I mean, it was just, this hat is really a nice, terrific hat. I may start That's wearing cool. it as part of my everyday garb from now on. I mean, it's just, it's too cool. Yeah. Where do you see it? And so, all right, so flash forward. He gets a, and of course, it turns out that he invited his husband up, who just is finishing flight training school, as a surprise. So we all go to the party, and one is in as a gladiator, and one is at a SWAT team, and then the Wicked Witch of the West. And with my boots that I figured I was going to have to take off, but luckily I had ruby red slippers to wear.
Nice.
When I took them off, yeah. Didn't match the outfit, but I figured ruby red.
Yeah, that's pretty
so
cool.
We get to this place, and this place in New Jersey is off where there, I mean, all these mansions, like literally gated mansions. I mean, which I guess is kind of what you'd expect. But you forget that New Jersey, because, you know, I basically am in New Jersey, like a lot of people, you know, to go to the airport or something. And so I'm not terribly well aware of the really gorgeous parts of New Jersey. But this is really a gorgeous part of New Jersey. And so we get in, and somebody, you know, you have to be on the guest list. And we get in, and luckily, here's the good news, everybody was wearing their shoes. So I didn't have to take off my shoes.
So they
and sort of go in, and I know exactly two people, which is the two people I came with. But we're also allowed to do one of my favorite things in the world, which is just wander around. So I got to wander around Whitney Houston's house, and she has, I mean, it's, you know, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's huge, and it's on beautiful grounds, and there's a pool, and there's tennis courts, and there's a recording studio, and there's an exercise studio, and there is, you know, a rotunda bedroom. I mean, it's really kind of cool. So everybody, you know, we're all sort of hanging out. And you know, I don't really know anybody, but, you know, everybody's talking. Everybody's taking pictures of one another in their costumes. And so, you know, and then all of a sudden, one of my friends comes up and says, come here, I got to show you something. And so I go off with him. And they said, all right, now come back here. Well, it turns out they had a surprise party for me, to make the long story a little bit shorter. And so I didn't really know most of the people, but they apparently, they knew me. So,
how cool is that?
Yeah, it was really adorable, and everybody's saying happy birthday. And they said, and we're making a very special presentation that, you know, we know that you and Joan were really good friends. So we have Joan's ghost here, and I thought, I don't know how this is going to work. But, you know, so this guy comes out, and whom I'd met before in the evening, because everybody, and one of the things about everybody in costume is everybody talks about their costume with one another. Everybody mm-hmm. says, wow, that's really sure. great, or someone says, who do you think I am, and whatever. And I was the Wicked Witch of the West, I guess. And so they start, everybody sings happy birthday, and this guy comes out, and he is one of the Real Housewives of New Jersey was at the party and apparently had loaned him her fur coat. So he has this really big fur coat on it and a blonde wig. And high heels, and apparently he tripped, because everything in Whitney's house is, you know, up two stairs or down two stairs, and, like, even the shower is down two stairs, and the hot tub is down three stairs, and whatever.
Okay.
There's actually a picture of me in the shower, but I was dressed.
Yeah, don't let any of those iCloud photos slip out now or anything like that.
Yeah, no. Exactly. No, they're I'm all dressed.
Yeah.
what a disappointment. Or maybe not. So he's got this huge cake, and it's a haunted house with a witch on the side and a graveyard, and it's his happy birthday, Dr. Joy. And everybody's singing, and he drops the cake. Now, this is a party where we're all supposed to wear slippers so we don't wreck the white marble floors or the white carpet. He drops a fully iced chocolate cake on the carpet. And my first thought was, is a joke. And I think that was everybody's first sort of guess. My guess is that I'm surprised it's not on YouTube at this moment, because everybody just had that. And when everybody figured out within about 4 seconds that it wasn't, because my friend who was singing is just appalled. Because, I mean, it was flashing in front of everybody. Chocolate cake, carpet, Whitney Houston, white.
Oh, man.
So they scraped it off the carpet. And the cake was actually delicious. We cleaned the cake up, and then everybody starts. So for the rest of the evening, that's what everybody talked about was the cake. And the guy who dropped the cake, whose name is Joe, must have come up to me literally no less than 30 times to apologize. He said, you know, I only had 5 minutes to put together looking Joan, and I know she was a friend of yours, and I really wanted to do this because I thought it would be really great. And my friend is saying, I told him, you know, that the server was going to give him the cake, not, you know, not him. And so everybody talked about the cake for the rest of the evening. It was a delicious cake. So I went up and said to everybody, look, if it had just been a cake and everybody singing happy birthday, I really couldn't have talked about it, because that's really a little self-serving. As, oh, I went to this party and they all sang to me. But when you drop the cake, then it's one of those things. I said, everybody will be talking about it for years. So when I went up to the host and said, thank you very much for allowing me to come and to celebrate my birthday. So I don't think there'll be pictures of the cake, but the costume probably by tomorrow. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
How many good people procrastinate? When was the last time you updated your last will and testament, your living will, and your health care power of attorney? If you could get these documents included with your Legal Shield membership for no additional charge, wouldn't it just make sense to have the peace of mind of owning a Legal Shield membership? Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This winter, next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel can be safely stored with your other supplies for many years and works in any gas-powered vehicle or backup generator. With the bitterly cold temperatures predicted for this winter, now is the best time to stock up on Spare Fuel. So go to GetSpareFuel.com. That's GetSpareFuel.com. GetSpareFuel.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. 855-99-DR-JOY. John, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
I'm already here.
Hi there. Hi.
Well, I have different angles, different facets in which I want to ask you, so I'll just take one bite at a time because this scenario is extremely overwhelming and hurtful. I feel I'm deeply traumatized, and I hope I have, like, an unbiased or some sort of helpful advice from you. I wish I could see you for at least an hour or half an hour.
Well, you got some time now, so get started on what you need to tell me.
and I'm really not good at speaking sometimes. Like, on my way here, I was jogging, and my blood was flowing, so I had everything in mind. But as soon as I picked up the phone, my mind went blank, so terrible timing. But I have an appointment in the next 20 minutes, so I thought I would take my chance now.
All right, we'll get started.
Just call you another day. Hopefully, I'll get there. I'm kind of scared to talk about this. I'm sorry, Ms. Joy Brown. Basically, the authorities came to
John, you've told me, you've called me before and you've told me the story and we've talked before.
There's an extended version, though.
Okay, just tell me extended, because we've talked about this probably half a dozen times.
Yeah,
so just tell me the change, because the rest of it I've gone over a lot with you.
Okay, well, they entered my storage unit, and they claim, I don't have the verbatim, I don't know if it's safe to read you the verbatim, I have to ask a lawyer, but according to what I see, they claim that they have a warrant, and I would think that the warrant then is based upon something they've seen, but previously...
Well, you don't have to worry about that, because if a warrant was issued, it was issued... presumably that whatever it is that they convince somebody to give you a warrant, that you already passed that.
They sorry?
Once a warrant, if they searched your place without a warrant, then that would be one thing. But if they already had a warrant, then the legalities to get a warrant have already been satisfied. So you're past that. Don't worry about that.
Well, actually, no. That's where the twist comes in. They went and searched the house without a warrant. And then... From there, they grabbed a receipt of the storage facility, in which then they went to the storage facility.
Well, then you need a lawyer to talk. If it was an illegal search, then anything they found, they can't use.
Unless my friend let them in.
Well, right? Then they didn't need a warrant.
If they did.
John, we've been over this like literally half a dozen times. If you've got something new that you want to ask me, go ahead.
Well,
but I can't
lied.
Go over. I can't do this. Because you know what? Other people listen to the program, and they're going to say, he's called before. She's answered this question six times before. And they'll turn off the program.
No, she never did, ladies and gentlemen, because I just made a new discovery, which is that they claim that they found something that they found. I'm afraid to even repeat what they said they found. But they said they found something, which is a lie. I never had what they said I had, and it's in writing. It's against my name right now.
John, you need a lawyer on this. If you think that the search was illegal, but if somebody invites you in, you don't need a warrant. They're saying they had a warrant, so either they did or they didn't. But they don't need a warrant if somebody invites them in. They say they found something that was then they have basically. It's poison fruit, but that's a legal issue. That if your lawyer could prove that either she didn't invite them in, or that they didn't essentially the search was illegal, either they didn't have a warrant or she didn't invite them in, then it doesn't make any difference what they find because they can't use it. But if she either invited them in or they had a warrant, then presumably whatever they found, they feel that they have legal grounds to use. But you don't need a psychologist; you need a lawyer.
Right,
I'm a psychologist.
Okay, but I need the balance of the social science with the legal. So
you don't. You're talking about specifically a legal issue. There's no social science involved in it. Either it's a legal search or it's not a legal search. If it's a legal search, then whatever they find they can use. If it's an illegal search, nothing they find they can use because it's poison fruit. They can't use it. And there are gobs of cases. It has nothing to do with psychology. It has only to do with the law, and I'm a psychologist. So you don't need me. 855-99-DR-JOY. Folks, look, you certainly are welcome to call me. You're certainly welcome to disregard my advice. But calling me about the same issue and asking the same question again, you're presumably going to get the same answer again. And, I mean, I'm even probably willing to go along with it twice because I know that the medium is hard, that you're nervous when you call and it's verbal and you're trying to sort of think about what you're saying as well as what I'm saying. And I realize that's difficult. So twice I'm probably willing to tolerate. By the third time, I can't give you anything different. I mean, if I've given you the same answer twice, the likelihood is I'm going to give you the same answer the third time. And as I said, other people listen to the program. And the people who are listening are presumably not traumatized, and so they're not traumatized, so they're going to remember it. And all I'm going to do is hear people either thinking I'm a fool because we've done this before, Brown. Did you not understand that? So it either forces me to be, you know, to be kind of harsh with you at a time where I know you're feeling kind of unhappy, or to be a fool and go with it again, saying exactly the same thing, and risking all those people turning off their radio and being bored. So don't do it, all right? And I know that sometimes if you feel like you just need to talk with me, that you just want to hear a reassuring voice, or then make up another question. You know, use a little ingenuity. Don't come up with the same thing over and over again. Right?
And
make up something different.
So many people need to realize, too, that if you're given advice, you know, what do you do with that advice? You use that advice, you know what I mean? You don't.
I have long since given up the notion, well, if, you know, how come you can call me and ask my advice and then pay no attention? I understand that that's kind of part of what happens. And you know, look, I would just assume, because I know it's hard to call up and ask, and I know that, you know, that this is a difficult kind of way to do it. But the likelihood is that if I've said it once, I'm probably going to say it again. And therefore, you don't have to take the advice, and you can always get the podcast, so you can listen when you want to. But the likelihood of my changing, unless there's something that you didn't tell me, and I know everybody always feels, well, if I only told her this, she'd give me a different answer. Make sure that the something that you haven't given me really does have some significant effect, because it's more likely that you just didn't like what I said, which is perfectly okay. And honest, you don't have to go along with it. But calling me back and asking exactly the same thing is just not going to work. Have we agreed on that?
Definitely.
Okay. And to add to everything, I'm having trouble with my call screener thingy as well. So what can I tell you?
Yay.
We'll get it worked out. No worries.
Yep.
All right. Can I hear some late birthday prayers? My mother always. My mother is renowned. I love my mother dearly. She's one of my favorite people in the universe. But I think she's never gotten either a birthday or Christmas present there on time. And I can actually understand the birthday present, because, I mean, although she was there when I was born, honest, she really was. But Christmas always comes on the 25th every year. So at any rate, so we had a discussion. She said, well, maybe the mailman will come tomorrow and I'll get it to you. And I said, Mom, don't worry. It's all right. So if you guys don't, it's not a belated birthday till at least next month. All right. Can I hear a couple of things that people just because it's such fun?
Yeah. Well, I'll read the question here again, too, because just to kind of update everybody on Facebook last week, I kind of let it known on there that we, it was a special day. And I said, happy birthday, Dr. Joy. What would you give Dr. Joy for her birthday? Other than a hard time. Yeah. I said, of course, you know, we'd love to hear your call, but what else, you know? And so we've got a ton of them. A lot of them just say happy birthday, which is, you know, very cool.
Very nice.
Let's see. We have Karen here. She says, I would give her a great big hug. Such a wonderful person. Isn't that cool?
Well, that's really great. And, you know, and Sean was real. This is the first year that I've, you know, in a long time that I've ever sort of either admitted. And as I said, it wasn't my doing.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
It really was fun. It was really, you know, I smiled all weekend about it, and it was really fun.
Let's see. Chip says that listening to you has helped keep him sober for 5 years.
Wow.
That's very cool, huh?
That's a great present.
Yeah.
That's a really great present.
Yeah.
Well, and I'd love to take credit for it, but I think you really have. I'm delighted to have been part of that. But, wow, that's your discipline and your courage, and good for you. That really does make my heart sing.
Yeah, congrats, Chip, on that.
Yeah.
Aurora says, happy birthday, Dr. Joy. So glad you were born so that you can help so many other people. Love you.
So I guess she doesn't give
a gift necessarily, but
that's
nice.
Those sentiments, I'll take that.
Let's see. We had actually a couple people post, you know, like little pictures of cupcakes and cake and that.
Love
sort of
that. Much
cool,
less hard. Much less difficult. And nobody dropped even one of them.
Yeah, exactly. That's right. And they don't make you fat, right?
Yeah, that's true. That's doesn't go to my hip or the carpet.
What, yeah.
I mean, I'm gonna remember, as I said to everybody, I must have said it like 40 times over the weekend, that, look, if you hadn't dropped the cake, I mean, it would still be a wonderful thing to have done. It was a beautiful house. And there's something really fun about seeing people all dressed up. And some of the costumes were fantastic. I mean, just gorgeous. You know, men dressed as women, women dressed as men. I mean, it was really one of those kind of lavish, fabulous parties. But dropping the cake is what everybody's going to be talking about for the next 20 years. So there. And it was my cake. 855-99 Dr. Joy. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Hi folks, Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, a natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules. Now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It is 855-993-7569, and what we're talking about is a little self-serving and admittedly today, which is kind of the aftermath of my birthday and the sort of the wishes. Which is, you know, I mean, you guys were just incredibly kind, and it really, and Shane was right. It was really a very special birthday, and sort of feeling like you guys were involved with me, and sort of, you know, it was a very special birthday this year, so that was great. All right, so I got hugs, I got 5 years of sobriety. What else we got?
Shauna says, happy birthday to Dr. Joy. I'd give her a pencil drawing of her choice. Well, that's
wow.
kind of cool. She must do pencil drawings.
Yeah,
great. Either a hobby or a job or whatever. Yeah, that's
yeah,
pretty cool.
Good for her. Yeah.
Joyce says, Dr. Joy, for all the wisdom you share so freely, please stick around on the radio for at least another 20 years. It takes some of us that long to get it right.
You got it, kiddo. We'll do a contract here. Yeah, absolutely.
Let's see. John says, today is my birthday also. And this
wow.
is on Friday. And he says, if I live closer, dinner would be on me.
Well, if you live closer, dinner would definitely be on you. There we go.
Awesome. Let's see. Evelyn, she knows you pretty well. She says, chocolate, chocolate, and more chocolate.
All right, I have to tell you, Evelyn, this is just between the two of us, but
yeah.
one of my friends who is wonderful and had started celebrating the birthday with me the week before bought me. First of all, the chocolate cake is still in the freezer. Because, I froze it, but it's there. And, but she also brought me, Godiva chocolate almonds and chocolate covered macaroons and chocolate bark. And on Friday during the program, I figured, well, it's my birthday, so I can eat some chocolate almonds. Because almonds do something weird to my throat, I think. And so I try not to eat them. I really like almonds. I think they're supposedly good for you, but, not necessarily when you're on the air. They somehow get my throat somehow. So at any rate, couldn't sleep. I ate so many and I think
so
I ate so much of it that I was getting vague heart palpitations.
Wow,
by that.
Yeah,
so on
yeah.
Saturday, the only thing although I was going to say I didn't eat anything, but I did. I ate the cake. So
people do forget how much caffeine chocolate,
yeah,
the pure in the chocolate, especially.
Although one of your stories today is that
yes.
that cocoa may be helpful for
memory loss.
Memory.
Yeah, I was just going to bring that up.
I just forgot that you said that. No,
yeah.
that was a joke. So.
This article says bioactive ingredients found in cocoa sharply reversed age-related memory decline in a group of volunteers. Scientists reported on Sunday. So that's pretty cool for all the chocoholics out there.
Yeah, yeah. So many
more
of
chocolate.
Us are, yeah, are well, but I think not all at the same time.
Yes, probably.
Kind of, yeah,
maybe
yeah.
some moderation, yeah. And
yeah.
probably, they're probably not talking about strictly milk chocolate there.
No, in fact, they're not talking about milk chocolate at all.
Right, exactly.
It's cocoa, it's dark chocolate
yep,
that has,
yep,
yeah.
That's right.
That's the, yeah.
So yeah, that's pretty cool news though. If you do like chocolate, it's
yeah,
just
well, it's not
it.
New news, but we certainly appreciate it and love it. And thank you for all for those wishes, especially the ones that do not add to my hips. So this is all very good news. All right, what else?
Let's see, what else do we have? We have Shelley says, "Happy birthday, Dr. Joy. Hope your day is great. Thanks for being you. Love you, love you, love you always."
Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Barbara says she's used your advice for so many years. Thank you and God bless you. And please enjoy your day. And,
well, thank
like
you. I mean, it's really, it's this has been one of those, I think you get to the certain point where that you really do have kind of a birthday at least week, if not. And this one has
yeah.
been a birthday, like literally the week before and the week after. So, and the good news is that while... that I think that eating the chocolate did have a little bit of a, oh my gosh, what have I just done to my stomach effect, to the extent that I actually haven't put on any weight, because that was my great concern. I have to give an award, or I'm flattered to give an award in about 3 weeks, and I have the slinky dress all picked out, so I cannot be looking like a Goodyear blimp. And if your birthday month is just before that you're running somewhat of a risk, but I seem to be doing okay. So it's probably all of you guys' good wishes. So thanks. And,
yeah.
and drinking seltzer at parties where everybody else is drinking hard liquor.
Yeah, right.
It doesn't hurt either.
Help. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Sherry says, love your program, Dr. Joy. Helped me out in so many situations. I wish you good health, happiness for you and yours, and peace. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah, Wayne also comes in and he says, wine and books. So that sounds like some doctor.
Well, I went to visit a friend of mine who said, Jim, I haven't seen you for a while. And I don't think he knew it was my birthday. So I said, how's Friday afternoon? And he said, great, come down. And so when I came down, he owns a restaurant, and he was doing a setup for a very fancy wedding. And And he had a question. He was involved in some legal issues, and in spite of John's call, I am really not a lawyer, but could tell him what to do. This had to do with sexual harassment, so I could actually help him with that, just because it's been such an issue and for so many places for so many years that you sort of become inadvertently an expert on it. And so he sent me home with a very expensive bottle of champagne, a hug, and I don't
very
think he
nice.
Even knew it was my birthday. Yeah, so so that was good. Yeah,
that's pretty slick.
Yeah, yeah, who knew?
Yeah. Sherry, here's a good one. Sherry says, happy belated birthday. She would give you a Broadway show dedicated just to you.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, wouldn't that be neat? A Dr. Joy Broadway show. I'd like to see that.
Well, you know, I've been in a couple. We're doing the interview with him for Halloween Friday.
Yep.
A friend of mine, whose name is David Sheward, who does tours of Broadway, of the... you know, the various theaters. He's somewhat of a historian. He's very good at it. And so he took me on a private tour of Times Square. And so I thought, well, gee, this would be really fun for Halloween to do the haunted theaters and some of the legends of ghosts. Because there are probably
that sounds
no...
really cool.
Doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah.
There are probably no people more superstitious than Broadway people.
Yeah, yeah.
So
absolutely.
I thought that would be a perfect Halloween thing to do. So that'll be great. So, but I've done talkbacks for probably 36 shows, which is you talk with the cast and the audience afterward. I do all of Edward Albee's by his request, which is very nice. And I've been in a couple of shows, which is there's a part of me that's thinks, okay, I'm ready for my close up. With my turban.
Well, it's so funny, kind of getting back to what you were just saying there. Anybody who's ever done theater knows that every theater in probably America and the world has a ghost.
Haunting
the,
story, you know what I mean? Yes,
yeah. Exactly. So, yeah, I'd love to go on something like that. That sounds
well,
like
I'll tell you what, when you come to New York, I'll make sure that David takes
yeah,
him, because he was really
be
good. And you know, it's really interesting because people come and stand to hear it. I'll tell you more about him as we get closer to Friday. But I thought that would be the perfect Halloween present to you guys. And guys, thank you all. Thank you not only for all the birthday wishes and the kind thoughts and the sharing. But thank you just for sort of being there and kind of making my life particularly blessed and interesting and fun for the last 20 or so years, maybe more than that. So thanks back at you. 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Stress, like many conditions in a fast-paced society, is at epidemic proportions. And one of the most effective ways to support your body during periods of excessive stress is by replacing the nutrients expended during that time. De-stress contains large amounts of B-complex vitamins, in addition to vitamin C, magnesium, and valerian root extract. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. Majestic Earth's Beyond Tangy Tangerine contains no artificial sweeteners or preservatives and is glycemic friendly. This easy dissolving powder contains plant-derived minerals, vitamins, amino acids, and 115 fruits and vegetables. I can't think of anything better for you. For more information on this and other great products, contact Lady Talk Live at 855-333-5239. That's 855-333-LADY.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.